Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It's time on the radio to listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. Hi there, Bill.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well. Well, we're all living longer, and of course, that sounds good news at first, but of course you've got to cover your costs, and we don't think the state can afford it. So what is the implications first for the state? What impact could longevity have on the state's finances?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if you make the choice to become an expatriate, then that lifestyle choice, you'll want to make the most of what your new country of residence has got to offer you. And you may, according to the recent statistics, be likely to live a lot longer than you might otherwise imagine. Now, according to the UK government statistics, life expectancy is the highest now that it's ever been. Today, for example, a Briton aged 65 can expect to live for a further 20 years on average. I mean, in my childhood, that would have been unheard of. But that expectation of life is even 5 years longer than an aged 65-year-old person in 1989. So in a very short period of time, life expectancy has increased. And indeed, by 2039, extrapolating all of the information, the life expectancy of a 65-year-old is expected to go up to age 90 years. So, you know, planning for your retirement has become a very, very long project. If your retirement age is 60, you could be in retirement for 50% of the time that you're actually being alive. Now, not only are people living longer, it's fair to say, I think, that they enjoy a lifestyle that's much more active and arguably more expensive than the generation before them. Medical care, for example, private medical care, a lot more expensive because of the increase in medical facilities and treatments. Now, with more and more people living into their 90s and beyond, a fourfold increase in men since 1982, and twice as many women, I mean, how can you make sure that you outlive your money?
Yeah. Do you think then, Bill, this could lead to governments having to increase taxation to pay for their increasing welfare and pension costs?
Yes, there is no doubt that it's going to have to be paid by somebody. You don't have to be a rocket scientist or an economist to understand that if the government are committed to continuing welfare payments for unemployment, for sickness, and if they're going to continue to improve the level of medical facilities and the sort of medications and treatments that you might receive with the increasing technology being applied to those sort of things, in addition to the question of people living longer and therefore taking more and more from the pensions pot, at the same time, remember the pension pot isn't a pot, it's a pay-as-you-go scheme. The people who work today and pay national insurance and pay their taxes are the people who are funding those in retirement for their pensions, despite the fact that many people think having paid their taxes and their national insurance, there is a pot of money paying their pension. That just isn't true. Now, we've got a decreasing working population and an increasing retired population, and therein lies the problem. The demographics are not at all favourable to governments. There is no question that in the long-term future, by fair means or foul, the governments are going of the developed Western countries are going to have to find some way of funding the increased longevity of their population, and that is likely to be through a vast range of carefully calculated tax increases.
So what's your advice then to retired expatriates on how to protect themselves from those higher taxes?
Oh, well, I think you've got to stay on side with an understanding of where these taxes are being imposed so that you're familiar with where they're coming from, and in discussing your financial circumstances with businesses like Blevins Franks, who have specialised in tax planning for expatriates for over 35 years, you're going to have to sit down and work out how best you can plan your own personal investment and tax strategy to make absolutely sure that you are minimising your tax liabilities to the lowest legal, legitimate level, whilst at the same time you are increasing, hopefully, your own personal disposable income and the capital value which you have to invest in the first instance.
Well, here in Spain, Bill, let's look more at personal implications now. The longer we live, the longer we need our savings to last. So is inflation a major concern?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a massive concern. And whilst inflation is purported to run in the UK, for example, at around the 3% mark, don't be fooled by that, because that is the basket of goods which seems to politically change its composure as is required in the political world to give it its publicity. Now, check your own personal rate of inflation. I have suggested this in the past, that if you keep and maintain a record of your expenses of your personal life, your private medical insurance, your home insurance, your car insurance, all of those variety of costs that you have to meet, your local taxes, put them all down on a sheet of paper and record them from one year to the next, and then you'll be able to calculate much more fairly what the rate of inflation applicable to your personal circumstances is. And I can pretty much guarantee that unless you've taken some swingeing measures to cut your costs, you will be the victim of an inflation rate well above the quoted 2.5-3% inflation rate. I saw an article recently in the Daily Telegraph which talked about that the inflation rate for sick plus over 65 year olds who carry private medical insurance and all the other healthcare requirements of an over 65 year old plus other factors was probably more in the region of somewhere between 8% and 9%. Now, yeah. If you are suffering a decline in your spending power by 8% or 9% per annum, and you only invested in cash deposits earning you perhaps 1% per annum, you can see how damaging that would be. Now, that's an extreme example, of course, but it is to emphasise how dreadful inflation is in attacking your wealth when it's multiplied year on year on year. You need to take action to take side of the inflation risk as far as you can, rather than sitting there and becoming the victim of declining wealth as a consequence of doing little about it.
Yeah, so I suppose, Bill, many retired people favour that low-risk, safer investment, like bank deposits, but of course being too cautious could backfire.
Yeah, I think if you go back, for example, to the period immediately pre the financial crisis, when interest rates were up just under 6%, and the financial crisis pops up and suddenly you become terrified about markets because they all gyrated for a 12-month period here, there and everywhere, banks collapsing. No wonder you ran for cover. I even thought about it myself. But the simple truth is, fortune favours the brave. Had you, as most of the clients of Blevins Franks did, stayed with the investments you had selected pre-crisis and of good value, then, of course, you've had the most remarkable run of investment returns for the last decade or so. It has paid dividends and rewarded those people who stuck the course. But for those people who decided to run for cover and put their money in cash. We've seen inflation rates of around, quoted around 2.5% to 3% over that period, and returns on cash deposits somewhere under 1% on average. So, you know, there's been a loss by surrendering investments at a low point in time, and a further loss by sticking them into what are considered safe investments, but which actually are declining in value year by year due to inflation. Most, you know, I understand all of that. Most people in retirement, you know, they want low risk, safer investments, bank deposits. But, you know, when we've talked about the longevity of the individuals with perhaps, you know, from retirement, perhaps 30 years to live, it's a false economy to be placing your money in a location where you're guaranteed an erosion of your capital by reference to inflation versus current savings rates. You know, the UK interest rates, you know, they were under 0.5% for pretty much 9 years. They've now risen to 0.75%. The reflection of that increase isn't yet coming through in savings rates, as anyone with bank deposits will tell you. I mean, if you've got €200,000, for example, that you might want to invest. I mean, if you find the best of the bank deposits for euros, you would then earn about €1,000 on your €200,000 in a year. And frankly, you know, after 30 years of inflation at 2% plus, your fund over 30 years would have lost half of its value.
I was going to ask you, what steps can people take then to invest and earn enough to comfortably beat inflation, but without taking on too much risk?
Yeah, I think that's the answer. I think obviously, you know, no one in retirement on a fixed capital looking to have a dependable level of income, no one wants to be taking unnecessary investment risks. It's a completely wrong thing to be doing. However, there are, in the knowledge of experienced and skillful financial advisors at Blevins Franks, for example, a whole raft of investment choices that are considered to be lower risk, where the rates of return will be 3 or 4 times that you can get on cash deposit. For most savers who've got their money on cash deposit, it is a fear of volatility that keeps them out of investing. And yet the simple truth is, they're not really considering the appropriate measurement, because there are investments that they can use in tax efficient structures which can multiply their returns significantly without taking the same degree of increase in risk. The whole art of doing the best for your client in investment terms is to minimize risk to the levels at which the client is prepared to accept and tolerate the level of low risk, and at the same time to maximise the returns they get within that lower risk spectrum. And that's a perfectly doable proposition. I would say that the vast majority of Blevins Franks clients fall entirely within the lower risk category of clients, lower to medium risk category of clients, and they enjoy massively improved returns over a period of time than they were ever likely to get from cash deposits.
Yeah. So, Bill, our pensions are obviously important for our financial security through retirement. Mm-hmm. Should people review their pensions to see if they can prove that income without risking their pension savings?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there are lots of ways, I think, for expatriates to make their pension funds go further. I think I've said this before many times, and forgive me for repeating it, Howard, but when it comes to pension funds and it's like a financial maze. They're a very intricate form of investment, if you like, and the rules and regulations that cover them are massive. And trying to get to understand every single possible opportunity for a layman is honestly virtually impossible. I mean, you know, you can study it via Mr. Google and all the rest of it for all you wish, but at the end of the day, we don't know what we don't know. And the art of using a regulated, highly qualified pensions advisor within, let's say, Blevins Franks, is that they do know all of the rinky-dinks involved in getting your pension fund to do its best. You know, for example, you could consider transferring your fund to one of these qualifying recognised overseas pension schemes. You could then access the cash, and you can reinvest that in an alternative tax-efficient vehicle within the country in which you now live. Within Spain, there are many opportunities of paying limited amounts, if any, tax on the legal and approved structures that exist, which can receive your pension monies and give you a much better return, both in capital and income terms, because getting those tax advantages isn't the only thing. You get much more flexibility on how you can access your money, the ability to choose the currency in which you're invested and the withdrawals you get, and thereby reducing the exchange rate risk. But before you do any of that, remember, I've warned before, there is a financial conduct authority and the pensions regulator all warning against pension scams. Make sure that you take the essential regulated advice to avoid pension scams and establish whatever may be the best approach for your particular objectives and circumstances. And that's where Blevins Franks stand out amongst the crowd, if I can put it like that. We have a number of highly qualified, skillful, experienced pensions advisors who are regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and who can give you objective and impartial advice on how to get the best out of your pension fund.
And how can people get in touch with you, Bill?
Yeah, the best way, as always, is to go to the website in the first instance, www.blevinsfranks.com. There'll be an office close to where you live. If you give them a call, they would love to hear from you. And, of course, they would like to hear what you have in mind and then give you independent, impartial advice about how you might get the best out of your investments as a whole and your pension fund in particular.
A pleasure, as always, Bill. We'll talk again at the same time next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a good week.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.